This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Voice of the Nats, Dave Jagler, joins us here on G&D on the Beltway Blitz. Jags rivalry series just up the road in 95. What can you tell us about it?
Well, right now, unfortunately, Danny, it's a battle of two struggling teams, although I guess maybe fortunately for the Nats, the Orioles are struggling more than they are. I mean, who would have figured that the Nationals would have the better record? Not that the Nationals' record is anything to write home about. I mean, there are a few good things that happened. The win over Atlanta on Wednesday to finally snap the skid, but right now the Nationals need something good to happen, and maybe this is a team that can get right against the struggling Orioles ball club.
Jags, I know that you call Nats games, but I'd be remiss if now you look at this matchup. It's amazing what's happened to the Orioles, huh? I mean, their starting pitching is brutal. When you dug into the preview of the series and just kind of getting to know the opponent, it's pretty staggering how bad they've been.
Yeah, I mean, the shocking lack of starting pitching. I mean, that was maybe a concern whether they addressed that going into the offseason. And a few injuries sprinkled in, the Grayson Rodriguez injury, a backbreaker, obviously. But, you know, teams deal with injuries. You've got to have the depth to overcome that. I think, shockingly, is that their offense has been unable to overcome what has been the lack of pitching. You figure they had the core group of young position players trying to mature at the big league level and some guys with some track record struggling right now. So Mackenzie Gore takes the ball tonight. He pitched a tremendous game against the Orioles the first time, but he matched up against Cade Povich, who has really struggled this year. But Povich pitched the game of his season and beat Gore 2-1. So the Nationals have to hope that Gore keeps the Orioles lineup struggling.
Jags whisper quieter, but C.J. Abrams is putting together a nice little campaign. It just seems to be taking his base hits now. His teams are pitching him away, so he's flicking the ball to left field an awful lot. Highest OPS on the team, for that matter. Had a little bit of a dicey stolen base down several runs last night, but he made it, so no complaints. Yeah. But all of a sudden you look up and you go, these are pretty good numbers.
Yeah, he kind of snuck in there because his little stay on the injury list, he wasn't among the league leaders. All of a sudden, he popped into the middle of the top 10 once he reached the number of plate appearances. But I think, to me, you hit on it in that question that, you know, you're going the other way. I mean, he tends to get a little bit pull happy, maybe trying to hit some home runs, but he's taking his base hits to left. But we know when he has a chance, he can pull the ball for power. He had a tremendous home run against the tough lefty yesterday when the Nationals were down, and they hadn't touched Dylan Lee all series. So you like what you see. The problem is, can you get something going around him? The one thing that this lineup has struggled with is if they don't beat the starter, their best hitters are all left-handed. And if they bat, as they have sometimes, Abrams, Wood, and Lowe consecutively, they're susceptible to late-inning left-handed relief. So they've got to get something from the right side. They're trying to break it up today. Alex Call's hitting up there against the lefty starter for the Orioles. But the one guy who needs to get going, honestly, is Dylan Cruz. All spring training, Cruz hit first or second. He, outside of one game this year, he's at nothing but the bottom half of the lineup. If somehow Cruz can get going, you can put him in the top half. Just make the other manager think about potentially matching up, because late games, it's always lefty relievers matching up against the top Nationals left-handed hitters.
Cruz, two hits in his last game and then was off yesterday. Dave Jagler with us. He'll be on the call with Charlie Slows of Nats Baseball tonight just after 7 o'clock from Oriole Park at Camden Yards, one of the beautiful ballparks in America. Jags, you mentioned Cruz and kind of getting him going. I mean, what is, you know, overall kind of your assessment of the season he's had to this point? Because, you know, he does a lot of things any given night to help. Yep. There was an error the other night that tied the game where I think if that's not hard90.com, Dylan Cruz running, maybe it's not an error. I mean, everything he does is a million miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why you kind of feel confident that he's going to string together some hits and get the batting average plus 200. Yeah, the offensive numbers are disappointing, and there are some hard outs in there. You'd like to see that come up. But, like you say, he is a complete player. And even on a night where he takes an 0-for-4, he gives you a chance defensively. Or if he can, you know, get on base via a walk, or even if he grounds into a force out, make something happen on the bases. He is a terrific baseball player. And ideally, like I say, to me, his ultimate destination is in the top of this lineup. And the sooner that happens, the better this offense will be for him to hit between C.J. Abrams and James Wood. Because if he hits in front of James Wood, you'd like to think he might see some fastballs and some better pitches to hit.
Jags, thank you as always. Have a great call this evening.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
We'll see you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.